The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
I'm Grant Ashley in for Jay Moran. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is investigating last week's fire in the Cobblestone District alongside the Buffalo Fire Department. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown told reporters yesterday that ATF agents and BFD investigators would visit the site of the fire yesterday and could possibly collect physical evidence. The fire broke out last Tuesday night at two historic buildings located at 110 and 118 South Park Avenue. Hours before the blaze started, Erie County Court Judge Sheila DiTullio had revoked a permit that would have allowed the building's owner, Daryl Carr, to demolish the two buildings. The city of Buffalo has been attempting to obtain both buildings through eminent domain for years. Brown said the timing of the court decision and the fire were grounds for an investigation.
I'm not trying to connect the two at all. We do have some concerns that the fire is suspicious in nature, and that's what the investigation is all about. We will see where the investigation leads, but I'm not drawing any conclusion to the judge's decision, the judge's order, and the start of the fire.
Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo said the buildings weren't connected to gas or electricity at the time of the fire. The city's efforts to stabilize and salvage the buildings are ongoing. A budget for the stabilization effort hasn't been determined at this time. Rinaldo also said that ATF agents had volunteered to investigate the blaze that broke out at the Old Pink last week. A Canadian shipping company will pay a $100,000 fine to the U.S. government for continuing to pollute American waters. The St. Catharines-based shipping company Algoma Central Corporation originally pled guilty to negligently violating the Clean Water Act after it discharged 12,000 gallons of oily bilge into Lake Ontario in 2017. As a part of Algoma's probation sentence, it agreed to the terms of an environmental compliance plan. But according to federal prosecutors, Algoma discharged bilge water into Lake Huron's Thunder Bay Marine Sanctuary for 30 minutes in 2022. Then in 2023, the company discharged 99 gallons of treated vessel sewage into waters in a no-discharge zone in Michigan. Both incidents violated the terms of the company's environmental compliance plan, leading to the fine. This is WBFO News.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A 16-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy are each being indicted on four felony charges for their alleged roles in a Friday night shooting that killed 3-year-old Ramon Carter and injured his 7-year-old sister. The two defendants were charged for hurting both children and for attempting to shoot their intended victim, according to Erie County District Attorney Mike Kane.
There is no mistake that they intended to fire those guns. That's the allegation. That's the indictment that the grand jury returned. And I'll say again, these are allegations at this point. But it was, these guns were clearly fired in an intentional manner. The 3-year-old, we don't believe, was the target. But when you fire a gun, there's a good chance if you're firing at somebody, someone's going to end up dead.
Kane wouldn't comment on the alleged shooter's motivations or relationship to their intended victim. He cited the ongoing investigation. Both defendants are currently being held. If convicted on the highest charge, the 16-year-old defendant faces a maximum of 25 years in prison, and the 14-year-old faces a maximum of 15 years. Results are in from yesterday's primary elections. There were only a few big races in Western New York this cycle. According to unofficial results from the New York State Board of Elections, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney won her primary for the 24th Congressional District against fellow Republican Mario Fratto with about 60% of the vote. That's more votes than she got in the 2022 Republican primary when she also ran against Fratto. The race was contentious, with both candidates accusing the other of adopting liberal policies in mailers. And Assemblymember David DiPietro handily won his primary in the 147th State Assembly District with about 80% of the vote. He'd been backed by former President Donald Trump. His opponent was Mitch Martin, a chief in the Erie County Sheriff's Office. Martin had been backed by Erie County Sheriff John Garcia and several town supervisors and mayors from the district. Two refugee services agencies in western New York will be receiving millions of dollars in state funds as a part of a $20 million initiative to help refugees across the state find and maintain employment. Journey's End Refugee Services will be receiving more than $2.5 million, and Jewish Family Services of Western New York will get just under $3 million. 15 other nonprofit organizations across the state will also be receiving some of that funding. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said in a statement that the funds would, quote, lift up refugee communities and represent our unwavering commitment to the possibility and promise they bring to our state. New York resettled 4,200 refugees last year. And the sugar company Sucro is planning to expand its refinery at the former Bethlehem Steel plant site in Lackawanna. According to Erie County's Industrial Development Agency, Sucro is planning to build a warehouse and distribution center on a nearly 10-acre lot at the Renaissance Commerce Park. That would nearly double the company's facilities there. Sucro is expected to close on the parcels later this year at a rate of $50,000 per acre. The expansion is expected to create 25 new jobs. I'm Grant Ashley, and for Jay Moran, this is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.